Whether you find yourself on a bus or a train or a tube, this meditation is an opportunity to come into contact with the visceral experience of commuting from work to home or home to work. Beginning the meditation right now by adopting a posture that feels upright but also relaxed to the extent that that's possible. When we commute, we're often in a period of transition, a period that we fill with newspapers or books or fiddling with our phone. And so just appreciating the fact that you're opening to the experience of commuting, to the sounds and the physical experience of being on a train or a bus. And bringing your attention now to the experience of sitting. What your feet feel like as they're in contact with the floor. And any places in your body that might be up against other passengers or on the armrest. Feelings of warmth where your back or seat are in contact with the chair. And as we're feeling into our body, we can become aware of textures like the texture of our clothes against our skin, the feel of the air in the carriage or on the bus circulating around, sensations of hot and cold. And what becomes obvious very quickly on a commute is the degree of distraction in the form of thought or sound. So just seeing if you can allow this to be part of the experience. There's an aliveness to the experience of riding a train or a bus, even with the eyes closed. How is it for you on this particular ride? How does your body feel? It's very normal for the mind to move into the future when it's in a period of transition. So our thoughts may be planning thoughts or imagining what will happen when we get off the train or the bus and move towards our house or towards work, where there are things we must do. And so just noticing how the mind does this, how it plans and moves and thinks, and coming back instead to the experience of the commute itself, the experience of your body sitting on this train or this bus in this moment. And since sound is such a large part of being on a train or a bus, seeing if you can open to that sound right now, completely. So allowing your awareness to include voices, transport noises, things inside the train or bus or outside it. And noticing how easy it is to get wrapped up in sound, particularly if it's the conversation of some passengers or a sound that we dislike. Just noting that with curiosity and coming back to this changing landscape of sound. Hearing newspapers ruffling, feet shifting. All of these bodies in this space together on this commute. And if it's possible, keeping that connection with your body by noticing how your feet feel on the floor of the train or the bus, while also exploring sound so that you can feel as if you're grounded while exploring out. Coming back when you notice the mind has wandered away, and re-establishing that contact with the body, either at the feet or the hands resting in the lap. Maybe just the general pressure of your body's weight in the chair. And then once again opening out to the sound in the carriage or the bus. Is it possible to stay with the sound as if you're a microphone instead of labeling it? And if you're connecting with your body, you may be noticing that your body is moving in relationship with the bus or the train. So there's a lot of movement and change when we commute. And we can actually tune right in to both of them at the same time. So feeling into your torso now, and the sense of it being held upright by the seat on the chair. And noticing the tiny jolts and balancing that your body's doing as this mode of transport trundles along. All of this in the midst of a changing kaleidoscope of sound. And touching this experience with your mindful awareness. Bringing a child's curiosity to quite a strange experience. And as your body sways and moves, and the sound continues to unfold, gathering your attention now on the breath. So in the midst of all this going on, is it possible to sense the breath in the body as it's coming in, and to sense it again as it's going out? On a commute, we really have an opportunity to practice breathing and connecting in the midst of chaos, in the midst of life unfolding. So even if you're only able to sense your breath for a moment at the nostrils as it comes in, before your awareness has been taken by another passenger on a phone or a door opening, just coming back again as much as you can, back to that breath, back to this moment. In the midst of any experience, we can also note our relationship to the phenomena that we're bringing awareness to. So certain sounds we don't like, certain thoughts we don't like. And yet there are places in the body that may feel good, soft, comfortable. These we like. So noticing right now if you are in a particular relationship with a sensation in your body or a sound in the carriage or the bus or even a recurring set of thoughts that won't seem to let you alone. And to the extent that it's possible, seeing if you can bring an allowing attention to that sound or that experience, letting it belong to this commute, to this moment. And continuing to ground the attention on the breath and the body. Whatever is happening around us, we're still in contact with the breath that just keeps coming, keeps breathing itself. And as we come to the end of this meditation, seeing if it's possible for you to bring an appreciation for what you've just witnessed, for changing sound, thought, body sensation. Life happening. And for the gift of witnessing it. In this moment.